This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You want to talk to me?
It's Linnell Willingham.
So glad we had a chance to talk this out.
On 106.7 The Fan.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 11 o'clock tonight before we dish the rock to the JR. Sport Brief Show. Plenty to get to here in the next 3 hours or so. Nats baseball just wrapped up. The fellas suffering an 8-6 loss at the hands of Juan Soto and the Padres. And I always say this about these young Nationals, man. It's going to sound like I'm repeating a broken record here. Although they lost, right? Plenty of positives to take away, man. The bats came alive for them during the seventh inning of that game, man. They overcome a 5-1 deficit. They end up losing 8-6. The Nats will be on the road for the next two series. They start a West Coast road trip tomorrow against the Kansas City Royals, and then Monday they'll begin a three-game series with the LA Dodgers. Eastern Conference Finals continues tonight. That will get ready to tip in about 12 minutes or so. Game 5 from Boston. The Celtics looking to keep their season alive after falling down 3-0. They finally got a win a few nights ago. The big question is, can the Celtics do it again? Right? That's the big thing. Trying to make history. Teams are 0-150 when down 3-0 in a series. Boston with a little bit of luck on their side. No Gabe Vincent tonight for Miami. That is absolutely huge. He's out with an ankle sprain that he suffered late in game 4. All of a sudden, with this injury to Gabe Vincent, the door's starting to creep open a little bit for the Boston Celtics. Gabe Vincent, though, has been nuclear in this series. So the fact that he's not going to play tonight is a huge deal for the Boston Celtics. Gabe Vincent averaging 17.5 points per game on 58% shooting. He's shooting 58% from the field, ladies and gentlemen. Gabe Vincent coming out and really giving this Miami team a boost that they need. Him along with Max Strus and the other cast of misfits for the Miami Heat, shooting 58% from the field, 50% from beyond the arc. So obviously a ginormous blow for the Heat. On the flip side for Boston, we talk about this all the time with the Celtics, you must understand and capitalize on the moment. Tonight is not the night to come out flat, thinking your team is going to win because Gabe Vincent is out. And that has really been the issue with the Boston Celtics during this series. It took them being down 3-0 to play with any sense of urgency. So that can't be the case tonight with the Celtics. That Boston team is dangerous. We know that. During this series and in the tail end of that Philadelphia 76ers series, they have shown extreme amounts of vulnerability. Jason Tatum's been inconsistent. He spoke after game 4 about the team's mentality heading into tonight.
Yeah, we just, everybody was in good spirits, right? Everybody was upbeat. As cliche as it sounds, we just tried to take it one game at a time. We tried to break it down of You know, we didn't play well those first three games. We didn't deserve the win. But, you know, we didn't want that to define us, define the season. And we still got a long uphill battle to go. But tonight was a good start, right? And, you know, just try to carry this momentum towards Thursday.
Yeah, Jason Tatum spoke about momentum at the end of that clip. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with what Jason Tatum had to say. Boston doesn't really have momentum in this series. Yes, they won last game, but they are still down 3-1. I gave you the stat a few moments ago. Teams are 0-150 in NBA playoff series after falling down 3-0. So if you're the Celtics, history is not on your side right now. And your only win in this series comes in a game where Miami was completely out of sorts. The numbers for the night were a complete outlier for anything that they've done during the entirety of this postseason. Miami, in Game 4, turned the basketball over 16 times. That is completely unlike that Eric Spoelstra-led team. During the entirety of the postseason, they have been top 5 in turnovers per game. Miami protects the basketball. That's what they do. In Game 4, Miami didn't shoot the ball particularly well. They shot 25% from 3, yet Boston couldn't even pull out a 20-point win. So, to wrap up what I was saying, Jason Tatum talking about momentum that the Boston Celtics have. They don't have momentum. They just so happened to win the last game. The pressure, though, tonight, 100% on Miami. 100% on Miami, and here's why. You're on the road. You're in Boston. The longer you let this team hang around in this series talking about the Celtics, the more likely you are to lose, right? And I'm not saying anything that's groundbreaking. I'm not giving away state secrets, but let's call a spade a spade. Miami already is the less talented team. We all know that. That's why everyone's shocked that Boston's struggling with them. No Gabe Vincent tonight. The first quarter in this game, to me, is going to dictate what goes on. Miami's got to come out and match the intensity that Boston came out with in Game 4. And I said it a few moments back. The fact that it took Boston getting down 3-0 to have any sense of urgency just speaks to where that basketball team is right now. I know a lot of folks, you know, are questioning the job security of Joe Mazzulla moving forward. And look, it's fair. This is a championship team from a year ago. The Boston Celtics won the East. And right now, they're down to the 8th seed, down 3-1, fighting for their playoff lives. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not Boston can make history tonight, man. Eastern Conference Finals, Game 5 from TD Garden. We got an 8:30 tip in about 7 minutes or so. We'll keep you up to speed on the Celtics all night long. Yesterday, though, got to get on the gridiron for a little bit. We got to get our first glance at Commander's second-year quarterback Sam Howell this offseason as the team held their first open OTA session of the spring. I was out there yesterday, and really, it was just good to be back around football, man. Even though it's not really full speed, no contact, just good to be around football, man. The big story of yesterday, though, really two things. We found out before practice that tight end Armani Rogers unfortunately suffered a blown Achilles during a non-contact drill, and the tight end position for Washington, depending on who you ask, is already thin, right? Logan Thomas had an injury-riddled season last year. Not a lot of depth in that room. A lot of folks were really clamoring for Washington to go out and draft the tight end. I was never of that mentality. I thought the guys that they had returning, Logan Thomas, Cole Turner, John Bates, Curtis Hodges, and Armani Rogers, who's now going to miss the entirety of the season, I thought that group was good enough. Having Armani Rogers go down, though, is a significant blow. I'm not going to act like it doesn't mean anything for this group. But in year 4 of a 5-year deal, new offensive coordinator, put up or shut up time, it's next man up mentality. Doesn't matter if Armani Rogers goes down. Positive thing about that, I will say, and we'll get to my Commander's OTA notebook a little bit later on in the program, Logan Thomas yesterday looked fluid. Looked a lot like the 2020 Logan Thomas that led this team in touchdowns. So if he can get back to his 2020 form, we know how integral the tight end position is in this Eric Bieniemy offense. The other big news, as expected yesterday, no Chase Young in attendance, no Montez Sweat in attendance, no Charles Leno in attendance. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I've maintained that stance. The voluntary work starts on June 6th, 7th, and 8th. So if they're not there then, maybe we sound some alarms. Head coach Ron Rivera, he's not too worried either.
Well, you always would like to have all your guys here, but again, it's voluntary and we understand that. And the nice thing, though, is, you know, I've been in contact with them. They're working out. They're getting, you know, they're progressing, getting themselves ready to go. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, we'll see them when they have to be here.
Head coach Ron Rivera saying the obvious, man. Look, what do you want Ron Rivera to say? First of all, I know some people are probably upset that they're not there. Look, he's talked to Chase. He's talked to Montez. He's talked to Charles Leno. Until it becomes mandatory, I don't care who's there. Obviously, you want him to be there, building that camaraderie with his teammates. But at the end of the day, if Chase Young and Montez Sweat are producing come September, that's all I really care about. That's all I really care about. The big story of today, back on the hardwood, the Washington Wizards announcing former Clippers general manager Michael Winger as the new president of Monumental Basketball. An absolutely huge move that we'll get to in the next segment here. You all know how I get down those. The People Show. Tap in with me all show long, one of three ways. MGM National Harbor listener lines wide open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP on Twitter and Instagram. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it's Linnell's lead line. My top story of the day, the Washington Wizards making sweeping changes in their front office, hiring former Clippers general manager Michael Winger as the new president of Monumental Basketball. What does it mean for the Wizards moving forward? Tell you next. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up? Welcome back. Just getting rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. Riding with you till 11 o'clock tonight before we dish the rock to the JR. Sport Brief coming up in about 45 minutes or so. Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic, he's set to join the program. He'll give us the latest on the big news of the day, the Washington Wizards announcing Michael Winger, the former Clippers general manager, as the president of Monumental Sports. And that is how we get to Linnell's lead line.
For our top story
in other news,
we have a news bulletin.
More news.
The biggest breaking news story this town has ever seen.
Linnell's lead line.
I just said it. The big news of the day, huge shakeup within the basketball structure of Monumental Sports. The Wizards announcing today via press release that former Clippers general manager Michael Winger is going to be the new president of Monumental Sports. And this is a big-time move if you are a fan of the Washington Wizards. And all of you always call into the show whenever we talk Wizards, and we have some real, honest, open, and passionate discussion. I never thought a day like today would come. I really didn't. They fired Tommy Shepard about a month ago, and it sent shockwaves throughout this community. A lot of us, fan base-wise, and people within that building, staffers, everybody, were personally shocked that Ted Leonsis finally decided to pull the plug. Do y'all know what this means? Now that Michael Winger is now in charge of this organization, or is now in charge of Monumental Basketball, you know what that means? For the Wizards, this will be the first time since 2003 that the team has an executive from outside of the organization. That is huge. That's huge. The Washington Wizards have the fourth fewest wins during the regular season since 2000. So it's safe to say, yeah, you probably need a new guy in there pushing the buttons. And they did it. And they didn't just get your average Joe. They got somebody with a pretty damn good track record. Michael Winger has been the GM of the Clippers since 2017. He's been an executive in the NBA for 18 years. 18 years. He was with LeBron, with the Cavs, under Danny Ferry. He was in Oklahoma City under Sam Presti and was part of that great rebuild. And then since 2017, He's been the architect of the LA Clippers, who, by the way, have not had a losing season since Michael Winger took over in their front office. So the guy knows what he's doing. Everything is pointing to the up and up right now for Washington. My only thing is this. According to the report, Michael Winger will oversee the Wizards, the Mystics, and the Go-Go. He and Ted Leonsis will immediately begin a search for a lead executive for the Washington Wizards. That position will also oversee the Go-Go and direct reportedly to Winger, along with Mystics general manager Mike Thibault. Now, this is where I got kind of confused a little bit is the word that I'll use. Why is it that Washington, talking about the Wizards, why is it that we have to share our executive with the Mystics? The Mystics are damn good already. They don't need any more help with roster construction. The Mystics are in a great spot right now. So if there's anything to be kind of down on, it was that. That was kind of odd to me. But look, based on the good reporting from Josh Robbins in The Athletic, from our guy Law Murray in The Athletic, from Shams in The Athletic, from David Aldridge, they've been all over this thing. And according to sources, the plan is for Ted Leonsis to quote-unquote give Michael Winger wide latitude to expand and revamp the Wizards' infrastructure and potentially launch a full rebuild of this roster. That's what gets the hairs on the back of my neck standing up. That's what gets me energized. That's what gets me going. Fresh blood. Fresh blood. This team has missed the playoffs in four of the last five seasons. Your best player, a $50 million man in Bradley Beal, isn't a real legit number one. So if Michael Winger comes in here and decides, hey, look, bro, I ain't gonna lie, I'm not really feeling the current makeup of this roster. According to the reports, he's got complete autonomy to do whatever he sees fit for this franchise moving forward. We should all be clapping right now. You want to talk about monumental sports? This is a monumental day. No pun intended. See what I tried to do there, Uptown Don. But look, back on a serious note, this is like Christmas for Wizards fans. I don't even want to compare it to Christmas because Christmas happens every year. This is like the first time you get some. You know what I'm saying? Your life is about to change here, guys.
So I'm totally with you. I don't want to be negative.
Uh-oh. Uptown Don.
But no, I was just going to say, make sure you keep that quote in your back pocket because further down the line, they don't give them the autonomy that they said, remember that quote. That's all I was going to say.
Definitely. And look, I agree with you. We've had numerous conversations here on this show about what the goal is of this organization. What does Ted Leonsis want from this group long term? Everything in the article on The Athletic, and I'll retweet it out on my page. It's at NELL_BTP on Twitter. I'll retweet it out. According to league sources, Winger is going to have full authority over constructing, and then they put in parentheses, and perhaps deconstructing the Wizards roster and front offices within Monumental Basketball. That's the thing that keeps getting me saying, huh, bruh? Like, come on. We can never have anything just be completely good, right? What do you mean he's overseeing all of Monumental Basketball? All of Monumental Basketball don't got issues. The Mystics just won the finals, a title, not too long ago. The Go-Go have turned into one of the best G League programs in all of sports. So what do you mean you need him to oversee Monumental Basketball? I need him focused on the franchise that has the fourth fewest wins since 2000. I need him focused on the franchise that doesn't have a 50-win season since the 70s. That's what I need Michael Winger focused on. Now, it also went on to say in the article, and this is also very interesting to me. Tell me what you think about this, Uptown Don. They say, Winger reportedly will submit a 5-year plan to Ted Leonsis for approval, then update the plan after each year. Most important, and keep on hitting on this, Leonsis would not be against the rebuild if that's the route Winger wants to take. 5-year plan? That sounds like a rebuild, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, to hear Wizards and plan in the same sentence
right.
is already a W to me. Yeah, I mean, I'm super happy. I'm super pumped up. I'm just interested to see as time goes on how much range and leash they really allow him to have. Because it sounds great right now.
It does.
But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, an Uptown Don highlight and everything I just said, that's the big holdup for me right now. That's the big caveat. Is Michael Winger going to get the full leash, the full rope, to do whatever he wants? Because we talk about relationship building all the time in this sport. They got a lot of tough decisions to make on this Wizards roster. The free agency of Kristaps Porzingis. Are you going to bring back Kuzma? And then, do you see Bradley Beal fit as a number one option to build around? That's the decisions that Michael Winger's going to have to make. Linnell's lead line, though, the number one story of the afternoon, Ted Leonsis in the Washington Wizards hire former Clippers general manager Michael Winger as the new president of Monumental Basketball. We talked about it here in the last couple of moments. Do we really trust Ted Leonsis to give the new front office full power to do a complete rebuild? I'll tell you what I think next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. Ride with it till 11 o'clock tonight before we dish the rock to the JR Sport Brief. Coming up in about a half hour or so at about 9:15, Josh Robbins set to join the program. He's been hard at work all over the big story of the day. The Washington Wizards in Monumental Basketball announcing former Clippers general manager Michael Winger as the team's next president of Monumental Basketball. And we were talking about it and kicking it around in the last segment. I'll reiterate what I said, man. Look, I am excited for this. This is a new day. This is like losing your virginity. Like, it only happens once, it feels like. You know what I'm saying? For the past 20 years, Washington has not gone outside of the organization to try to find a lead executive. And it's no surprise that during that time period, the Wizards have the fourth fewest wins in basketball. They end up hiring Michael Winger, the former general manager of the LA Clippers. And I read down some of his track record in the last segment. This guy is a winner. The stops that he's been during his 18 years in the association, it's a track record second to none. Was with LeBron James and the Cavs during his first playoff run. He was under Sam Presti in Oklahoma City during their tremendous rebuild and the KD and Russell Westbrook years. He was there for that. And then his latest feat, the last 6 years, taking over for Doc Rivers as the GM, he ushered that team out of the Lob City era. He ushered that Clippers team to their first conference finals in history, folks. So Michael Winger been around the block before. I trust Michael Winger. My only issue is I don't necessarily trust Ted Leonsis. How can I trust Ted? How can any of us trust Ted? For the past 20-plus years, since he took over as the majority owner in 2010, it has been nothing but futility for this group. Disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. When you haven't reached a conference finals since the 70s, you can take to listen to other people who know about basketball. So I'm not upset at who they brought in. I'm just a little confused, and I'm questioning whether or not Ted Leonsis is going to give him complete autonomy to do whatever the hell he wants to this roster. Because make no mistake about it, there are a lot of questions to still be answered surrounding the Washington Wizards roster. Is Bradley Beal the star you're comfortable building around? I don't know that. Do you want to bring back Kyle Kuzma and Kristaps Porzingis? I don't know that. We knew what the plans of Tommy Shepard were. Now we wait and see what Michael Winger wants to do. And the report that keeps coming out that was in The Athletic is that Ted Leonsis is willing to give complete autonomy to Michael Winger to allow him to deconstruct the roster or retool on the fly if that's what he wants to do. At the end of the day, according to the reports, Michael Winger is going to have say-so in what the Wizards do from a basketball standpoint moving forward. Now, say-so is one thing. Complete autonomy is another. People are reporting complete autonomy. I can't get myself to be sold on that because I don't trust the owner. I don't know whether or not this is a relationships-built business, right? Bradley Beal, in his contract, let's be concrete as we can. Let's be honest and 100 as we can. Bradley Beal's contract is one of the biggest albatrosses in all of the NBA, and it is completely handicapping how Washington should be building this roster moving forward. You can't pay $50 million annually to a guy that isn't a number one or a number two on a championship team. That's not good team building. So when Michael Winger comes in here, I wonder whether or not he's going to be like, look, Ted, I know you got a great relationship with Brad. I know he's done a lot for this community. But if we want to reach our ultimate goal and achieve the checkboxes on that five-year plan, we got to win playoff series. And we got to want to compete for championships. You can't do that, to me, if Bradley Beal is making that type of money. Michael Winger was in an NBA panel with Rachel Nichols. This video surfaced on Twitter, and it did a nice job highlighting just how important relationship building is and what kind of mind the Wizards are getting. Take a listen.
It's not baloney.
Yeah.
The effort... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
The effort is... A lot of the prep, a lot of the planning is to help you be as objective as you can be when it's time to make a decision. So that you're making these decisions based on not necessarily data. I mean, data is a part of the process, but the objectivity of today, the objectivity of the future against the backdrop of sustainably contending. But emotionally, it's in many cases, it's really hard. It's gut-wrenching. When we were going back and forth with Philadelphia, and you could sort of feel that there was maybe the foundation of a deal in place. I mean, it was really hard because we have a group of people that, like, we love those guys. And when we're having, you know, conversations in a small group and we're talking about, are we really going to trade Tobias? Are we really going to trade Boban? Are we really going to trade Mike? It's like, that's when you sort of, you have to really close your eyes a little bit and think to the future and figure out how you're going to build that team that is going to win. And you have to make really hard on this. They are very emotional, viscerally painful decisions. So it was hard.
Yeah.
Love hearing Michael Winger talk about a real life scenario. When he first got to LA and they make the move to acquire Paul George, he had to make some tough decisions. He had to go sit down with Tobias Harris and say, look, man, I know this team just extended you. I know you thought you were going to be a part of this team's future plans, but in order for us to get better, I got to move you. The fact that he's not gun-shy about making decisions like that gives me all the confidence in the world that he's going to come in here to D.C. and make the right decision and leave all the emotion at the damn door. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the emotions taking over. Not for Michael Winger, but for Ted Leonsis. He's a billionaire, right? This is his team. This is his baby. He cares about it, so we think. So moving on from pieces like Brad, who you drafted and watched grow and develop and become a pillar in your community, saying goodbye to a guy like that is tough. It's tough. It is. It's a tough business, though. It's a tough business. This is why these executives get paid top dollar to make these tough decisions. So moving forward, man, Michael Winger's got all the tough decisions in the world to make. Nothing will be easy about this monumental offseason that's coming up. The next thing he's got to decide and the most pressing matter is who the GM's going to be. And then I don't know if you all noticed and looked at your calendars, we're a couple of weeks away from the draft. They have the 8th overall pick. They got to add talent. And I think who they select next month at 8 overall is going to give us a lot of insight as to what the plan is moving forward with this roster. I want to hear from you guys on this, man. I said this was a monumental day, no pun intended. We all should be out in the streets dancing right now. For the first time in almost 20 years, the Wizards have hired an executive outside of the organization to be in charge of the basketball decisions as they brought in former Clippers general manager Mike Winger. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I want to hear from you all. MGM National Harbor List of Lines wide open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. The question, very simple. Put your GM hats on, ladies and gentlemen. What should be the first order of business for new Wizards president, Mike Winger? Tell you what I think next. It's The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.